It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend's show is going to focus on economic development, planning, and initiatives in the city of Sonora. Joining us today in studio is Tyler Somerset, the Community Development Director for the city of Sonora, and Cole Prispilla of Prispilla Advisors, who has a contract with the city to help oversee direction of economic development goals and activities for Sonora. Good to see you both today.
Good morning, BJ.
Hey, good morning, BJ. Thanks for having us.
I'll pose my first question to Tyler Somerset, and it's pretty open-ended. You know, right now, what is kind of going on with economic development planning in the city?
Yeah, thanks, BJ. I guess I'll start with, in 2023, the city did a five-year strategic plan. As part of that plan, a number of economic development initiatives were identified as high priorities for the city. The city council then, gave staff direction to put some strategies together to begin working on economic development in the city. So we recommended setting aside some funding to begin looking at ways that we could boost economic activity. And one of those ways was to let a contract to actually put a plan together to help move the city forward.
And then Cole Prispilla, what is kind of your role with this now?
Yeah, so my role is both to be an economic development resource for the city, to actually make some phone calls and be that point of contact for businesses who have questions at the city of Sonora, both from businesses outside looking to come in, but also our businesses that are currently here looking for resources. And then additionally, like Tyler discussed, one of the ultimate deliverables is a strategic plan that we're looking for completion by the end of the year of 2025.
You're kind of going to be that point person. What is kind of the role of the city organizations and community members when creating this plan as well?
Oh, it's huge. One of the things that I've learned in the past few years, especially when it comes to government, is that the sooner, the more voices we have from community members, the better the final deliverable or the outcome will be. And so, yeah, absolutely. One of the things, and definitely thanks to my Motherlode and the radio station for talking about it so much, is the city of Sonora a few months ago released a survey. And that survey received about 475 responses, which doesn't sound like a lot, but for a small community, it's ginormous. You're talking about like a 9.5% response rate, when the average for rural communities is like 2 or 3. So super excited to talk about survey results if we get there.
Yeah, so tell us about those survey results. You mentioned that's a pretty good turnout, about 400 people plus who are weighing in. What did you find out with that survey?
Yeah, and one of the things that I think shocked me the most or got me the most excited is it wasn't just new residents or those residents that have been here for a little bit. There was a long-term resident turnout. So about 67% are community members from the city of Sonora who've lived here for longer than 10 years. And they were really interested in understanding where growth could actually happen. So this was not 470 responses of, we don't want to see the city of Sonora grow. This was almost 475 responses of, how can we help encourage you and direct the path forward for building local jobs, building more housing, downtown vitality? Those were the top three things that people were interested in. And then if we can talk about satisfaction, one of the things that was also very nice to see is that over 60% of respondents, getting close to 70, were actually satisfied and very satisfied with the city of Sonora and the kind of the general direction, and were incredibly supportive of growth. So what we're going to do is we're going to take those 475 responses. We'll have summaries in the strategic plan that allow everyone to really quickly understand and see where the direction of the community is interested in, but it'll also outline every single response we got. So it's really, the survey was really exciting to see and gave us a lot of really good information to understand our community.
Sonora being a unique place with unique assets and a unique community, how do you kind of use the local assets and the history to kind of leverage when it comes to economic development?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've talked to the city council, city staff is one of the things I love about the city of Sonora is our downtown. And clearly the respondents love the historic, unique charm. But there's two things that we have to talk about when it comes to the economic development or the future of the city of Sonora. One is the dynamic that downtown and big box retail are required mixes in any sustainable future for community and community government and community revenues. But then also, and the second unique component of it is really understanding how we then take that into the strategic plan for planning for the future of the city of Sonora. And so one of the things that I've been having conversations again about is we've historically invested our future into the past, meaning we really have dived in as the city on let's promote that gold rush culture as the unique niche that brings tourism, business, other people to our county and so or in city. And so that's one of the things we're going to be talking about is how can we now expand that both in ways to attract people to our community about recreation, tourism, the unique characteristics, but then also how does that work into the city with some of the policies they can lead and actually control about land use, about actually permitting and how development can actually get through the process.
And do you look kind of at peers as well and surrounding counties and cities about what they're doing?
Yeah, so one of the things that I've presented to the city of Sonora in August is just really having an understanding of kind of the regional dynamics, because it's really important to have that belief that each community is unique. And I especially think the city of Sonora is unique and wonderful because I also live here and that's part of the reason I'm here. But if you go to another community, they think theirs is more unique and more better. Excuse for the terrible English, but it's true that everyone believes that their spot is the best. So we have to have these kind of unique benchmarking places. And the thing that I really want to point out is we have a lot of growth opportunity at the city of Sonora. We are one of the busiest intersections to getting to the city of or the Yosemite National Park. We have one of the busiest intersections in the three county area by Mono Greenlee. So the traffic is here. The community members are here. The transient occupancy coming to hotels is here. But the thing that we're missing in terms of our peer communities is Angels Camp has unique development like Greenhorn Creek with Worldmark. Their TOT is almost double what the city of Sonora has. So there's a lot of opportunity for hospitality. So we're looking at how does that fit in. There's housing conversations where Nevada City, Angels Camp, a lot of their houses are at a median home value that is higher than ours. And so how does that fit in to the city of Sonora when we start to develop opportunities that are here, which are back behind the Sonora Elementary or off of Morningstar, which is a large development that's still there as an opportunity. So I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit that the city of Sonora can really go after, and that's what we're pushing.
When you put together these plans, how do you balance kind of the idea of attracting businesses versus, you know, keeping and retaining the existing ones?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a good point. And then I think Tyler has some really good points to add here too. But always, that mix is incredibly hard. Like what we always want to do is support the downtown vitality through kind of resources that help business owners better understand their business, point them towards resources like the Small Business Development Center that has free consulting, and do things in our power at the city that can actually support them through incentives and helping them point towards government resources in terms of grants, but also help them point towards kind of private investment. So absolutely a strong mix. The other piece is you're absolutely the attraction piece. And one of the things that I really learned during my time at the county is the large scattering attempt of trying to attract anything and everything doesn't work. But what really does work is figuring out what your target industries are and really going full force and find ways to attract them. So we're bringing that to the city. We're going to have three specific target industries that we're going to go after that fit within the community mix, that fit within what the community members are looking for in terms of the survey, and we know would work. Tyler, do you want to address some of that?
Yeah, I guess I would add that we don't want to grow just for growth's sake. And I think, as you noted, you know, each community is unique. Sonora is definitely unique. It has been a city that has, brandished itself through, the gold rush, but has been a regional node for the Southern Sierra for over 150 years. And so I think, you know, that's why it's important for us to not only survey our folks who live here, who've chosen to be here, but also then to project about who we want to be into the future, knowing what our assets are. And I think that's the process that the city's going through, A, by hiring Cole, and B, by looking for other growth, kind of strategies that would include, you know, expanding the city's sphere of influence and pre-zoning beyond our current border. It's the city is currently only 3 square miles, which gives limited opportunity for growth. And I think right now the city recognizes that we do have an opportunity to, you know, look at the city again. And part of that is through the loss of some existing businesses. I mean, the last couple years has been very tough for retail business in the city. We've lost Big Lots, we've lost Rite Aid, we've lost Joann's, and we've seen some of those retail uses within the city replaced with administrative uses or medical services, social services. And so these make it very tough on city finances where you've got a revenue-generating business that is replaced by one that is a services-heavy business. And so I think that gets to the point that Cole's making is, you know, where are those opportunities to grow? You know, how do we use the general plan for the city to attract new businesses and new opportunities, particularly, you know, I think as we've looked in our community and we've seen some of our tribal partners really, do a great job of creating, you know, a resort look and feel. And I think the city has opportunities, you know, similar to that to attract new businesses into city limits.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about economic development on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm PGA Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Again, our guests this week, Tyler Somerset, Community Development Director for the City of Sonora, and Cole Prispilla, who is under contract with the city to help oversee direction of economic development goals and activities. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Economic strategies in the city of Sonora are the focus of this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in the studio by Cole Prispilla with Prispilla Advisors, who is under contract with the city of Sonora to help oversee direction of economic development goals and activities. Also, Tyler Somerset, Community Development Director for the city of Sonora. Cole, I'll go back to you. And as Tyler mentioned, you know, Sonora has recently seen the loss of some retail spaces, whether it's Big Lots or Joann's. Curious kind of just your thoughts on that and how it ties into your planning.
Yeah. Thanks for asking about how we're going to address retail. Because when I was at the county, it was much more the philosophy that retail follows jobs. So full bore on finding the jobs to build the county. I think as a city economic development director, the mix definitely changes where now retail is a strong component because retail is, like Tyler was mentioning, a strong component of city revenue. A lot of the income sales tax that come from stores are deriving a lot of the city government's revenue funds itself. So with when you think about kind of downtown, we were talking about small mom pops versus big box. Again, just hammer it home, big box is a part and is a component of especially the city of Sonora's economic development mix. And so with that in mind, one of the things I want to share is in the survey, there was a lot of strong interest in like particular retail, right? And you would strongly guess. I'm sure you have three in your head that are going to come. They come up, and they came up multiple times. The community wants Trader Joe's. The community wants Target. The community wants a Whole Foods. The community wants In-N-Out, right? These big names, totally agree. As a City of Sonora resident, I would absolutely love to have any one of those names here. But one of the things that I want to remind the community is that those businesses have their own investment requirements. So, like, the easiest one, for example, is Target. They want 100,000 people within 10 square miles of a Target shopping center. There's no amount of regional dynamics that we can change that changes how many people are within 10 square miles of the City of Sonora. So there's harsh realities. So we can twist some of those like data metric points that they're looking at to help kind of change the decision making. And so, like, we've kind of started to categorize low hanging fruit, medium term potential, and long shots. And we're going to try to go after some of those long shots that the community wants. But I think we're talking about how we can fill that space with things that are similar, but would fit the City of Sonora dynamic. So you're talking about like Hobby Lobby, figuring out how we can help encourage other fast food restaurants, more grocery kind of expansion. So encouraging those that are here to expand. There are opportunities for boutique hotels or scaling up successful local brands. So we're going to try to do a mix of like go after those long shots that the community really wants, that we can reach within the community dynamics we already have. But then also there are really a lot of opportunities that we are going to be pursuing.
Tyler, anything else right now that's going on that's already taking place at the city?
Well, I think it's important to also, I mean, while we're dreaming big, to talk about the day-to-day things that the city council is working on, giving staff direction on, and are happening every single day. And so that's things like development of the Gold Rush Trail, which is a $5 million multi-use trail project that's actively being worked on. That'll be, coming up Stockton Road from roughly, across from the fairgrounds all the way up to the lower Save Mart Center with a branch that goes through Woods Creek Park to connect folks to the Sonora High School area and Snell Road. The expansion of the farmers market. A couple years ago, the city passed Measure Y, which is, now allowing the city to invest in infrastructure projects on a level that, have not been possible before. Hospital Road was recently had an overlay on it. The city's working on the north-south connector currently, which will help with congestion downtown. The city's got a partnership with the Sonora Chamber of Commerce to help grow some of our community events and maximize the use of the Opera Hall. We're utilizing grant funds to build a pickleball court at the park. We are currently working on restoring a historic home that the city owns at 290 South Stewart Street. The city council's done a lot of work to address homelessness, to clean up the sidewalk network. They just recently passed a shopping cart ordinance. And I think all these things kind of combine to really, polish the community and give it a look and a feel that will say to businesses, hey, we want you here, to say to our local residents, take pride in your community because, we've got pride in it and we know our folks do. Day to day, the city community development department over the course of a year will issue over 300 permits for commercial residential building activity. That's everything from new construction to remodels to solar to permits for special events. We issue over 1,000 business licenses per year in the city. And so, while we know that we have challenges out there, I certainly want to, let everybody know that the heartbeat of the city is strong. And we have a really dynamic mix of businesses, just to name a few new ones that have come into town just in the last few months. We've had the Groovy Shack, Black Bomb Entertainment, Pence Sourdough, West Coast sourdough, the lunchbox, Domino's pizza. We're working with the hospital on an expansion currently. The escape room downtown expanded. So I think there's a lot of really great things that are happening. And then things that we're planning for in the short term as well. An improvement on Snell Street as one of the roughest roads in the city of Sonora and a major collector as you get towards the heart of the city. That will also include some pedestrian improvements. The Public Works yard will get a new structure there through some Cal OES funds due to the Washington fire and some structures that were lost. So I don't want to lose sight of the things that City Council and the city staff are working on every single day to help grow, you know, the business friendliness and the economy in Sonora.
You mentioned that North-South Connector project is a possibility. We don't know for sure what's going to happen with that project, but do you think that could also kind of tie into economic development?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we know that Sonora faces some congestion issues. You know, an efficient transportation network is the backbone of a busy business economy. And as you stated, I think right now we're just now working with the Transportation Council in the county to begin creating some alternatives that we can fund. The city's been waiting a long time to fund this project, and it will be a really important piece of infrastructure for the city, not only for downtown congestion, but we know that with the modern, you know, kind of issues we have with wildfires and the need for evacuation, that will help significantly there in addition to you know, just allowing folks to get through the community more efficiently.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about economic development in the city of Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio today by Cole Prispilla with Prispilla Advisors, who's on contract with the city to help oversee direction of economic development goals and activities, and Tyler Somerset, the community development director for the city of Sonora. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on economic development, specifically with the city of Sonora. Joined in studio today by Tyler Somerset, Community Development Director for the city of Sonora, and Cole Prispilla of Prispilla Advisors, who is on contract with the city to help oversee the direction of economic development goals and activities for Sonora. Tyler Somerset, I'll go back to you. You kind of spoke a little bit about a project, a partnership when it comes to Habitat for Humanity. I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on public-private partnerships and if that's something that could also tie into economic development.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the city recognizes that it is not an island unto itself, and that the more folks you've got rowing in the same direction, the more energy you create. And I think that's true for this Habitat for Humanity partnership, which is around the 290 South Stewart Street that the city has owned for a couple years. You know, the city does not specialize in these kind of renovations, but they are able to apply for lots of different funding. So we've partnered with Habitat for Humanity, who does specialize in pulling rehabilitation projects off. And so they have been an exceptional partner to the city and in helping to put the city in a position to fund this project. Other examples, I think, you know, recently public-private partnerships, you know, the city got a development application from a local developer to build a multi-use project that was approved by the Planning Commission and then went to City Council. It was appealed, but then the City Council ultimately decided to give the project a green light, and that's on South Washington. And that is, you know, not only new commercial, but new housing in the community, which is really important. So we are really excited about a development project projects such as that. We've got one more we're working on with another local developer. It's a little too early to let the cat out of the bag on this one, but stay tuned. This is a retail development and one that I think is the community be really excited about. Other partners include folks like the Blue Zones Project, who have been helping the city to kind of develop a more pedestrian-friendly downtown. They worked on the Stewart Street closure pilot project with us. And the expansion of, the formal closure of Lineberg and the build-out to create some energy around some downtown spaces. And I don't know if you've been on Lineberg recently, but it is hopping with the music that's happening there and the walkability that's been enhanced. Public Works Department really did a great job redoing some of the crosswalks downtown, and the Stewart Street closure is the first time the farmers market is grown in probably 20 years. And this is not thinking about another project now, a public-private partnership, but a public-public partnership, which is with Caltrans on several different projects, not only the Gold Rush Trail that I mentioned that is funded and is actively being brought closer to development right now, but on a broader regional project, which will expand the multi-use, multimodal path system from Jamestown all the way through the downtown. And the city is working closely with Caltrans to build out elements of the Vision Sonora project as part of that. So I think, the city has got its hands actively in all sorts of different partnerships. We've got our hands out and recognizing that, the only way to move the city and our, residents, our business community forward is to partner and to be a good partner.
Cole Prisbilla, we got a few minutes left. Anything else you'd like to add about strategic planning?
Yeah, I would love to share that one of the ultimate goals of the work that I'm doing with the city of Sonora is a strategic plan. And I want to acknowledge that we don't have to start from zero. So we're not creating a whole new economic development plan for the city of Sonora. There's a large regional Sierra Jobs First plan that covers 5 to 6 Central Sierra counties. The Motherlode Job Training has done a comprehensive economic development strategy called a SEDS that covers our three major main counties. And then the city of Sonora, like Tyler's mentioned, has done an economic development plan. So usually economic development plans are bringing together all of the kind of data points that point to what the demographics are, what the workforce looks like, and kind of outlines problem areas to address. And that's a really important tool to have. But what we're going to be doing is putting together essentially the strategic plan that now addresses those problems and actually gives objectives and action items with metrics to then say to the city of Sonora, here's how we're going to address them. And then also here's a menu and a step-by-step guide almost of how to attack these objectives, strategies, and metrics. So really excited to say that I think that the goal is that by the end of 2025, we'll have that strategic plan. And I want to share to make sure the community knows, if you missed the survey, there's going to be more opportunities. So we'll present draft outline to the city council. We'll be looking for public feedback there. And then also there's been a conversation with the city about how we can have some sort of workshop where we gather those that are interested. Almost 300 plus people on the survey said on the last question, would you be interested in joining a workshop? Put their emails in. So we have a lot of potential interest in that. So there's going to be more opportunities to voice your thoughts, your opinions on the strategic plan and how the city of Sonora addresses some of the economic development plans for the future.
Tyler Somerset, I got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just one last thing, which is that we recognize that fire insurance has become a major issue and has been negatively impacting a lot of our businesses. I mean, some of them are reporting $18,000 per year. And so the city is actively working to reduce fire danger within the city. That includes significant projects on Lyons, Bald Mountain Road, and most recently, Mona Way, with heavy clearing on these major corridors to improve evacuation and hopefully begin chipping away at some of these high insurance costs in the city.
Clopris Bill, any final comments?
No, just really thank you, BJ, for having us in today. And thank you to the City of Sonora community and City of Sonora. I really look forward to this work and helping plan the future.
Again, I thank our guests for coming in today. We've had Cole Prispilla and Tyler Somerset. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We've been talking about economic development on this weekend show. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.